Fact check, Sheila Jackson Lee falsely claims civilians haven't stopped a mass shooting in 33 years. By A.W.R. Hawkins on February 16, 2021. Claim, Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, DTX, claims civilians have not managed to stop a single mass shooting during the past 33 years. Verdict, false. Numerous armed civilians have thwarted mass shootings over the past 7 years, and even more have done so during the past 33. Lee made her claim in the text of her gun control bill, H.R. 125. The text of the bill says, mass shootings stopped by armed civilians in the past 33 years, zero. A quick fact check shows otherwise. Breitbart News reported that a concealed carry permit holder shot and killed an alleged Tulsa, Oklahoma, attacker on March 27, 2020, thwarting a mass shooting in the process. On December 29, 2019, the Associated Press reported that a man opened fire on a Texas church congregation and was shot and killed seconds later by an armed congregant. Video from the incident showed congregant Jack Wilson shooting the attacker while other congregants closed in, guns drawn, to help end the attack as well. ABC News quoted Texas Department of Public Safety Deputy Director Joeph Williams saying, "The citizens who were inside that church undoubtedly saved 242 other parishioners. That might get swept aside in this whole conversation about active shooter response. And God knows law enforcement has done a whole bunch of work to make our response better." On August 7, 2018, Fox News reported that a concealed carry permit holder was there to save countless lives when a gunman with bad intentions opened fire on a back-to-school event in Titusville, Florida. Fox 32 quoted Titusville Police Sergeant William Amos saying, "Based on the information that we've gathered, this person stepped in and saved a lot of people's lives." Breitbart News explained that an Uber driver with a concealed carry permit stopped a mass shooting in Chicago on April 17, 2015. The Chicago Tribune reported the permit holder was in his car when he saw a gunman open fire on a group of people. The permit holder pulled his own gun and shot multiple rounds, striking the attacker 3 times and ending the mass shooting in the process. Breitbart News also noted that a concealed carry permit holder stopped a March 22, 2015, mass shooting in a Philadelphia barbershop. NBC Philadelphia reported that the gunman was shooting at customers and barbers when the permit holder intervened, shooting the attacker in the chest and ending the threat. ABC News observed that Richard Plotz opened fire in a psychologist's office July 24, 2014, and his shooting spree was stopped by an armed doctor. Plotz was convicted for opening fire in Mercy Fitzgerald Hospital in Darby Borough, Pennsylvania. Delaware County District Attorney Jack Whelan noted that Dr. Lee Silverman, the armed psychologist who ended Plotz's attack, helped prevent Plotz from reloading his gun to continue firing. Those are 6 examples of armed civilians using guns to stop mass shootings during the past 7 years alone. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer-slash-curator of Dan Range with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @Hawkins. Reach him at @Hawkins@Breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.